Mystery in the space between. In many indigenous traditions, it's understood that the mysterious space between things holds the power of new possibilities. In North American Native traditions, for example, it's the space between day and night that's believed to open the door to all paths and new outcomes for our lives. When we think about what the time between day and night represents, we see clear parallels between the Native traditions and the power of the turning point. Two times each day, something remarkable happens with respect to Earth's location in space and the effect it has upon us. When the evening sun disappears from the sky, as it sets on the horizon, the doorway to a mysterious period of time briefly appears. Although the sun is no longer visible, the sky is still light. It's not really daytime any longer, yet it's not quite night. It's this space between day and night that is called the crack between the worlds. The crack between the worlds appears again at dawn, when the sky is no longer the darkness of the night, yet hasn't quite become the light of day. From the descriptions of ancient Egyptians and Peruvian shamans to those of healers of America's desert Southwest, the theme of these turning points is the same. Twice each day, nature gives us a time when our prayers may be offered with the greatest potential to shift our lives. In the language of their time, our ancestors shared the power of what nature shows us in our graphs. Turning points are the way nature allows for change. The beauty of knowing that a turning point exists is that it holds the opportunity for us to change before we experience something that we don't want in our lives. Turning points, sometimes intentional, sometimes spontaneous. Nature recognizes two types of turning points. They come from different sources and show up in different ways in our lives. As I mentioned earlier, a turning point can be spontaneous, such as the time between day and night described previously, or a turning point can be intentional. In other words, it's possible to create a turning point when we need one. This is good news. It means that we can create our own turning points in our lives, as well as in our world. We can create them for issues of health, finance, relationships, and career. We can create them frequently, or use them on rare occasions. Each time we do, we embrace nature's fail-safe mechanism, which allows us to avoid the hurt, heartbreak, destruction, and suffering that all too often appear as the result of failing to recognize one of nature's windows of opportunities. Well, now that we know what turning points are, the best way to understand how they work is through real-life examples. The dramatic weight loss of Bill, a man who tipped the scales at over 300 pounds not long ago, is a perfect example of what I mean. An intentional turning point. Unfortunately, the beginning of Bill's story is something heard far too commonly. He was unhappy about his weight and had tried popular diets without success. Nothing he did seemed to work for him. Bill's wife, who was also overweight, did find success with a weight loss program that she'd discovered. And when Bill couldn't get similar results, the difference in their lifestyles made their relationship a struggle, and she asked for a divorce. The combination of not being able to lose the unwanted weight, coupled with the potential loss of his marriage, led to a predictable outcome. Bill felt hopeless, lost, and depressed. "I began to hate myself for what I was," he said, "and started realizing that I had a lot more I could look forward to." Bill rekindled a connection that he had made previously with a weight loss support group. Just like the boiling water at the beginning of this chapter, the changes in his life and weight appeared slowly. As he saw the pounds disappearing, gradually at first and then faster, he increased the intensity of his workouts. Within 7 months, Bill had lost 100 pounds and dropped 10 pant sizes. He felt great. He was healthier than he'd been in a very long time and translated his personal success at transforming his body into becoming a minister in his church where he could help others. It was during the same period of time that Bill was severely injured in an automobile accident. Before help could arrive, he found himself trapped inside his car with multiple injuries including broken ribs, a broken shoulder, and damage to his face. Following his rescue, he was in critical condition for 3 days and then was hospitalized for 3 weeks during his recovery. It was his will, stamina, and improved physical condition, all working in harmony, that set the stage for his successful recovery. The doctors and the paramedics all agreed on one thing. If Bill had had the accident before his life change, the sheer weight of his body in the car would have reduced his chances for rescue and even his survival. What's important about this story is that it was Bill's choice to do something about his weight that was the turning point in his life. It's because he made the choice to lose 100 pounds, Bill's turning point was an intentional one. A spontaneous turning point. In 1928, a Scottish scientist working with bacteria cultures in a laboratory noticed that something unusual had happened while he was away on vacation. During the time he was gone, some of the cultures had changed in a way that was unexpected. Just before leaving, he'd set aside some used petri dishes still containing the bacteria to free up workspace for a coworker. When he returned, he noticed that mold had grown in some of those dishes. And while the appearance of the mold itself was not really so unusual, it's the way the bacteria were reacting to the mold that caught his attention. The thin film that such bacteria typically create as they spread across the surface had been killed in the places where the mold was present. In other words, the mold had killed the bacteria. The man's name was Alexander Fleming, and the mold that had contaminated his petri dishes and killed the bacteria was the mold that contained the powerful antibiotic penicillin. Penicillin was the first discovery of a medicine of its kind that would kill only the harmful bacteria in the human body without killing the good bacteria or the body itself. Immediately, penicillin became the drug of choice for conditions ranging from skin grafts that are susceptible to staph infections to sexually transmitted diseases and myriad infections caused by animals and insects. As powerful as this miracle drug was in its time, however, penicillin was found to be limited in the way it could be used and how effective it was. It wasn't long before even more powerful forms of penicillin were developed to overcome the limitations. Many of those forms continue to be used today. They include ampicillin, amoxicillin, and dicloxacillin. Fleming's discovery is a perfect example of a spontaneous turning point. It's spontaneous because he did not set out to intentionally create the antibiotic before he left for vacation. It happened unexpectedly. It was his willingness to accept and embrace what he'd witnessed, however, that made the turning point possible. If he had simply ignored the mold, cleaned the petri dishes, and continued with the experiments he had started before his vacation, we would be living in a very different world today. Fortunately for us all, this wasn't the case, and he embraced a turning point for himself and for countless numbers of people throughout the world who have benefited from his discovery. As different as these examples of turning points appear to be from one another, they both describe real-life events that changed lives in two very different ways. In the case of Bill, the turning point of his weight loss was one that he created intentionally as the result of a choice that he made. For Alexander Fleming, the turning point of using mold as a healing agent was spontaneous. He noticed something unusual and he recognized the meaning of what he had witnessed. These two examples illustrate the ways in which turning points tend to show up in our lives. While there's nothing unusual about the fact that they exist, the key to their power is what we do when they appear. The two factors that can give meaning to a turning point are, number one, having the wisdom to recognize one when it appears, and number two, having the strength to accept and embrace what it shows us. Now that we know how turning points show up in our lives, the question is, where do they come from?